Mainly, he's trying to get peace talks going, indirect peace talks, after a 16-month stalemate. George Mitchell has been here quite a few times over the past 14 months or so, trying to get these talks back on track. And he hasn't even been able to get the two sides to sit down and talk. But right now, it appears that in the next few days, indirect peace talks are going to begin. And so that is seen here as some kind of step forward, even though there's a lot of distrust on both sides.
What shape would those indirect talks take, possibly?
Well, basically, Mitchell is going to shuttle between Jerusalem and the West Bank town of Ramallah. So he's going to meet with the Israeli leadership separately, then go and talk to the Palestinians. And this is going to go on for about 4 months. And if they make progress, then they would try to launch direct peace talks. So this is seen as a sort of a trial period to try and get things moving again.
Is there any sign of progress?
Well, progress only in the sense that there's probably going to be peace talks. So that, you know, after such a long time, is seen even as a breakthrough. But I have to tell you that on both sides, there's a lot of pessimism. I mean, the Palestinians don't believe that Israel is willing to make the concessions for a Palestinian state, territorial concessions, negotiate on Jerusalem as the future capital of a Palestinian state. And the Israelis don't really trust the Palestinians. They believe that the Palestinians want these talks to fail so that the U.S. would impose a solution.
And what might that be?
Well, the U.S. Basically supports the concept of a Palestinian state with East Jerusalem as its capital. It believes that Israel should withdraw from most of the West Bank and hand that over to the Palestinians. The Israelis, though, are reluctant about that. Their big fear is that if they pull out of the West Bank and hand the territory over to the Palestinians, it's going to be similar to what happened when Israel pulled out of the Gaza Strip and then the Islamic militant group Hamas took over. So it's all very complicated, and I would say that the biggest stumbling block is probably the issue of Jerusalem.
So what is the situation concerning Jerusalem?
Israel claims all of Jerusalem as its eternal capital, going back to King David 3,000 years ago, who established it as the Jewish capital. The Palestinians see East Jerusalem as the capital of a Palestinian state, and basically the thorniest issue is the old city of Jerusalem, the Temple Mount, what the Jews call the Temple Mount, what the Palestinians call the Mosque of Al-Aqsa, the third holiest place in Islam and the holiest place in Judaism. And neither side is really willing to give up their claims to Jerusalem, and so it's a big stumbling block, and it's hard to imagine really how that's going to be resolved anytime soon.